Tales from the Dumbzone.
Oh, have we got some goodies for you today. So there was one right off the bat that if you're driving at any time on your way to work, you don't want to run into things that fall off of the truck in front of you. I-94 in Wisconsin yesterday, a flatbed spills its entire cargo of porta potties all over the highway.
We've got a truck that's losing porta johns. We do have one caller who struck them and pulled over.
I see a porta potty flying back at me, and I try my best to swerve out the way, but it hits my driver's side. It causes me to pull over. I was so shook. I was beyond shook. I was like, is that a porta potty? I'm like, where did it even come from? Did they just set it there? Because it was just standing. It was standing, but like rolling.
I hit it, and I'm like, oh my God, I think I just hit a porta john in the middle of I-94.
I don't think I'll be hand washing my car after that. To Florida we go, and there's always a Florida story or two on Tales from the Dumb Zone. Got to give the manatees some privacy. According to the Florida Police Department in Sarasota, they posted a warning on their social media this week. If you see a manatee mating, observe respectfully from a distance and do not touch. Who the hell touches animals when they're in the midst of mating? Anyway, a group of beachgoers allegedly tried to touch a group mating season. Apparently, manatees do it in a bunch. Manatees are still considered a vulnerable species, so it's illegal to touch them. It's also pretty stupid. I like this one. A daughter of an art collector allegedly used fake psychics. Is that redundant? To convince her mother that art objects around the home were possessed and needed to be sold. Sabine Bocci, a former Brazilian model, was arrested in Rio on charges of stealing $140 million in art and jewelry from her mom. She's also charged with embezzlement and extortion. Apparently, she told her mom, the psychics had told her, all of her art objects were possessed. And then there's this. A Florida man, we go back to Florida, charged after demanding the clothes off another man and throwing a machete at him and then running away. The victim walked away with no injuries, and the naked man was charged with attempted robbery, aggravated battery, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Yeah, you can draw your own conclusions from that, but here are the moments leading up to the arrest, which is the funniest part of it.
All right, got the visual on the male. He is naked, yelling at people in the parking lot. Very animated, athletic, thick build. It's like a goatee. He's now walking out to traffic. Middle of traffic yelling at people. He's doing push-ups at the entrance of the food store here.
Okay, that paints a perfect picture for you this morning on a Friday as you're off to work, huh? Naked guy doing push-ups in front of the supermarket with a machete. Okay. There are your tales from the Dumb Zone for the morning.